Now, Kindelach, I want you to know that while the Alte Rebbe was in jail, even though it was a room that no one else was there with him, but he did have some very special guests. They were guests from Gan Eden. Who were they? And what did they come for? Well, Kindelach, the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizritche Magid both came to visit the Alte Rebbe in his jail room. When they came, the Alte Rebbe asked them, "Why is this happening to me? What is wanted of me? Is there anything wrong that I did?" "Yes," they said to him, "you teach and reveal so much chassidus." You see, Kindelach, in those days, chassidus was only studied and learnt by great, great Talmidei Chachamim, and they only learned very little of it. And the Alte Rebbe began spreading Chassidus all over and teaching so much Chassidus that in the Shamayim, in heaven, there were those who complained that the Alte Rebbe is teaching too much Chassidus. And that's why the Alte Rebbe was put into jail, to stop him from teaching Chassidus. The Alte Rebbe then asked the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizritche Magid, "When, with Hashem's help, I shall be freed, should I stop teaching Chassidus?" "No, just the opposite. Since you already have begun teaching Chassidus, you should continue on, and even more than ever before." And so it was, Kindelach. The Alte Rebbe, after he left jail, after he was freed, he began teaching much, much more Chassidus than before. Until the Alte Rebbe was arrested, he used to teach Chassidus once a month. But after he was freed, he taught Chassidus every single Shabbos. And he started to explain it with many more explanations, and making it that everyone should be able to understand it, even a simple man. Yes, Kindelach, when the Alte Rebbe was freed from jail, it wasn't only he himself, but it was also for Chassidus, that Chassidus was freed, that in the Shemayim in heaven it has been decided that it is the time and the best time to start teaching more and more Chassidus, making the way for Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now, Kindelach, while the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizritche Magid were visiting the Alte Rebbe asked them that they should daven to Hashem for him. He said, "I'm not teaching anything of my own. All the Chassidus that I'm teaching is only that I learned from you." The Baal Shem Tov then wanted to hear how the Alte Rebbe teaches Chassidus. And the Alte Rebbe then said a Maimer Chassidus that starts with the words, "Mar Ehem U Ma'asehem." After he finished saying this Maimer, the Baal Shem Tov said to the Mizritche Magid, "What he just said is very correct, word for word, as you received it from me. You taught him the Chassidus exactly the same way I taught it to you." And you know, Kindelach, that this Maimer that the Alte Rebbe said was later printed in the Sefer Torah Oir. They advised the Alte Rebbe that he should answer all the questions that the judge is going to ask him. They told the Rebbe that the judge is going to accept his answers. And they benched the Alte Rebbe. Now, Kindelach, during all the time while the Rebbe was in the jail in Petra Pavlovsk, they had special people gathering papers and writings and everything that they can to find out more and more about what the Alte Rebbe was doing when he was teaching Chassidus, when he's sending money to Eretz Yisrael, and all the other things that the Misnagdim were blaming him for. They had a lot of papers and a lot of things collected and ready. Once they had all of their things ready together, they began calling the Alte Rebbe to ask him many, many questions. Now, the questions that they asked him, Kindelach, were not asked in the jail room, but they had a special place which was called Taina Savet. Over there, they used to bring the Alter Rebbe to ask him the questions that they wanted to ask him. Yep. Now, in order to get to Taina Savet, they had to pass over a river, since Taina Savet was in another place. To cross over the river, they needed to go on a ferry, a boat. And from time to time, they would take the Alter Rebbe out of his jail room and bring him by boat to Taina Savet. Once it happened, while traveling in this ferry, it was nighttime. The Rebbe looked up and saw the moon was a beautiful moon that night, and it was just the time of the month to make Kiddush Levana, to make the special bracha that we say on the new moon. The Alter Rebbe takes a look at the moon, and he wants to say the bracha, but there is a little problem. You cannot say the bracha while the boat is moving. The Alter Rebbe asked the man who was driving the boat to please stop the boat for a while so that he may say the bracha for Kiddush Levana. But Kindalach, the driver of the boat, the captain, did not want to stop the boat. The Alter Rebbe said to him, "If you won't stop it, then I could make it stop by myself." But Kindalach, the captain, did not care. He still didn't want to stop the boat. But then, suddenly, a miracle happened. The boat stopped. It didn't move another trap. The captain couldn't understand what's going on. No one turned off the motor. No one turned off anything. How did it stop? We can't understand this. This is a miracle from the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe started to say Kiddush Levana. He said the first kapitel of Tillim that is said right before you say the bracha on Kiddush Levana. When the Alter Rebbe finished that kapitel, he stopped. He did not want to say any more. And then the boat continued moving on. The Rebbe then again asked the captain to stop the boat. The captain said, "All right, but I would like you should give me something for that." The Alter Rebbe then benched him. He gave him a bracha in writing. And after this, the captain stopped the boat, and the Alter Rebbe started the bracha of Kiddush Levana. And he finished the whole bracha, and then the boat started to go again.